We're talking with U.S. Congressman Fred Upton, the Republican from St. Joseph. The president, as we conduct our interview, is scheduled to address the public about some of the improvements and renovations to healthcare.gov and basically make, frankly, a campaign speech about the Affordable Care Act to the American people. You've been in your district because of the holiday, and what you're hearing now and what you've heard from constituents perhaps in the last 48 hours since the quote-unquote improvements have been made, does the White House have anything to crow about right now?
Well, this is still not a mission accomplished moment, that is for sure. Reports this morning that as many as perhaps a third of the entries are in error. I mean, ultimately, let's face it, it's going to work. It should. The taxpayers have spent hundreds of millions, if not, you know, even more, trying to get this thing ready on a crash course, particularly, you know, now that we're 3 months into the third month after the deadline of October 1st. It's going to work at some point. It's still not where it should be. The administration wanted 7 million people to be signed up by the end of March. That's a million a month. After the first 2 months, we're not even more than 130,000 folks that have successfully navigated the website. So it's a long time coming. We said it wasn't ready for prime time. It shouldn't have been started this early. And the facts are right there in front of us. But at some point, it's going to work. The question is, what are the next steps? Is the information really secure? Our providers, our hospitals and doctors, are they going to be paid when folks show up for services as early as next month? Lots of questions. We're going to have Secretary Sebelius come testify before the Health Subcommittee next week, and we hope to get some answers and see where things are.
There are those who say that it won't work, that the Affordable Care Act will not work. It's time to basically shut it down and try something completely different. You're not to that point yet, or maybe you're getting to that point a little bit because of all these difficulties right now.
Well, we'll see the progress that's made and why we're anxious to have the hearing next week. But I'll tell you the other thing that's alarming. Of course, we knew in Michigan that we lost nearly a quarter of a million people lost their individual health care policies. Reports last week show that there may be as many as 80 to 90 million more that are going to lose their employer-based health insurance. And those are some pretty big numbers where folks are not very happy, particularly when they see the alternative that they're going to be paying substantially more in premiums, probably getting quite a bit less, as we've been hearing from constituents across our district over the last number of weeks. And this is a long, long ways away from being fixed where people really expected it to be.
Fred, let me ask you a blunt question. How much pressure are you getting from, frankly, the Tea Party-backed faction of the GOP to try to maybe go against the bill completely and scrap it, because the howls from the Tea Party faction of the GOP have been loud, long, and maybe even growing as we speak?
Well, I have not supported the president's health care bill, believing that it would not work in plenty of ways. And we've had a number of votes to repeal it. But the numbers don't add up. We have the votes in the House, of course, to do that, but at least not in this point in the Senate. That was part of the debate during the shutdown back in October. And even if we had the votes in the Senate, the president would obviously veto the bill, and we're nowhere close to two-thirds vote in either the House or the Senate to override it. So, you know, our job is, like we tried to do a couple weeks ago, allow people to keep their health care policies if they like them. They could shed them if they'd wanted to and pick something else. That's the American way. Have more options and more choices. That's something that we thought would be worthwhile, which is why we had a number of Democrats support our bill. I think you may see a number of other proposals similar to that, particularly as we get into the next year, particularly, again, if the president's health care bill continues to fail as it has. So we'll see where things take us in the next couple of months.
We're talking with Representative Fred Upton of St. Joseph, our weekly conversation with the chair of the House Energy and Commerce Committee. There are other topics and other matters going on in Washington. House is in session as we speak, and one of the matters that continues to be lingering is getting a new farm bill into law, and apparently the ball is now in a conference committee.
Well, we're getting close on a farm bill. Reports this morning show that they've had productive discussions. They're not quite there yet. We have until the end of the month. I talked to the chairman of the House Ag Committee last night, and he thinks that they're very close. We're hoping, of course, to get things wrapped up by the end of next week. It may slip a week or two into January, we'll see, but I think we're getting mighty close. One of the key elements, one of the things trying to push an agreement together is if we fail, milk prices could go up as high as $7 a gallon pretty shortly into next year. So if we fail to get an agreement by the end of next week, I think you'll see an attempt to try and stop that from happening on the milk price issue and still allow time then to try and get something done by early January. But they're close. They really are. And I think at the end of the process, we can get this thing done, as we should. We got to get a farm bill done. It's been a number of years. Of course, Debbie Stabenow is the chair of the Senate Ag Committee, and a lot of discussions went on over the Thanksgiving week, and I think the principals are getting together a little bit later this week to try and hammer out the final agreement. So let's hope that it, in fact, does get done, and we can get it to both the House and Senate floor for action and then to the President.
The defense bill is also something that needs to be taken care of besides the overall budget.
Well, in the House, we passed a defense bill last spring. Senate has been mired in this the last couple of weeks. Lots of issues, some of them new, certainly an amendment on Iran and what may be going on over there in terms of trying to perhaps add more sanctions is part of that defense bill. One of the big issues, of course, is the pay raise for the troops. It's always in this annual bill, the defense authorization bill, and it looks as though we may be seeing another defense bill perhaps move as early as next week that the Senate might be able to accept and again get to the President's desk and make sure that our troops are adequately paid and a number of important changes are made. And this has always been a bipartisan bill, and I expect nothing less as we try to wrap this thing up in this calendar year.
Congressman Fred Upton, we've appreciated our conversations with you throughout the 2013 calendar year. Due to scheduling situations, we won't be able to get back with you again until early next year. So in advance of that, wish you and your family well over the holiday period, and we'll look forward to talking to you again on January 7th.
Great.